You know what time it is.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Jason Anderson.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
Roy did something to get those guys shot out of a cannon. All those guys, I thought, you know, were very, very handsy. They pressured our guards. They did a really good job on ball screen coverage for the most part. And they have terrific length and great anticipation. And while we took care of the ball well in the first half, we certainly didn't do well enough in the second half to give ourselves a chance to cut the margin even further.
Jones, the head-to-head for Williamson, cutting through to dunk it down.
You all are talking about a possibility of three number one seeds. It's incredible. And even if they don't get three, even if we don't, our league doesn't get three number one seeds, it just shows you the quality of basketball that we have. And so, yeah, it beats you up. And they're extremely talented and well-coached. It's the best conference in the country, in my opinion. But, you know, every game in the tournament is going to be difficult. Every single one. Hopefully our guys understand that when we do the things that we can control, we'll give ourselves a chance to win against anybody.
Come on, everybody.
You're in the zone.
In the zone.
The Zone with Jason Anderson. Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
That was the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680.
Now,
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Texter says, this show is always the whitest thing I've ever heard. Every day is whiter than the one before. So yes, today is the whitest day of my life.
Whoa, that's messed up.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we are hanging out here at the SEC Tournament. Jason Anderson with you. We're broadcasting live from the Fanfare right next to Bridgestone Arena, where all the crowd out here just went crazy as Florida hits a three with 1 second remaining. And then all of a sudden it started, this little band started playing right after that. I don't know, is that the Florida Hits a Three band song? I'm not sure. Andy, how loud is this song behind me?
Oh, it's not too bad. You sound
okay,
fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no,
good.
You sound fine. I thought you were going to go to me on, it's me, James Strebel. I thought you were going to go to me on the end of that game, and I was going to tell you I heard Phil Baker, sales extraordinaire, shriek when the Florida player hit the three because I was using the bathroom. So there we go.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Yeah, so I didn't even see the shot until now, and this is what LSU gets for being gutless. I hope they lose by 50 in the NCAA tournament.
What did James Strebel, Big Daddy?
What's up, Big Daddy?
Thank you, Jared. I have not seen Jared. He texted me last night. He's like, where are you at?
Yeah, you're not
said,
going to.
I'm at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, here's a hint. You're not going to see Jared Stillman.
Oh, I know. I don't want to see Jared. Last time I saw him, I got the flu. I may have given it to him, but regardless, yeah. I'm just saying. You know, I saw
you almost
him
gave it to Floyd Reese.
Hopefully that's not the case. We all know what could have happened.
Is the worst thing right now in terms of the situation that Jason is surrounded by a acoustic cover band or the fact that the song that they're playing is Sugar Ray?
No, the worst thing is
Sugar Ray.
Just the music in Nashville. I know this is going to make me a bad person, but country music stinks. The new country music stinks, and that's all I got to say about it. I'm
Agreed.
Sorry, Nashville.
No, agreed, 100%. And I hate to be the one to tell these.
Where
fine
are you right
folks.
Now? Like amongst...
I'm at the Fanfare.
Oh, is that where you are? Nice.
Yeah. I'm at the Fanfare. So right in front of me is until we came on the air. By the way, for the last 2 hours as we've been hanging out here, there's been this basketball game that's going on in front of us. It's just a pickup game, and essentially it's been like the And One mixtape because there's one guy that's emceeing the entire time I've been here. This is now going on 3 hours. I've been hanging out. He's just been emceeing with the mic, and it's been like hot sizzle, hot the professor, brick. Like, it was, I mean, it's a bad basketball game going on in front of me. I'll tell you that much, okay? This is like Josh Pastner taking on Kevin Stallings.
Why, is Missouri playing?
Taking place. No. They won a game there.
They're
Magic.
Done.
Yeah, they won a game. They lost to Auburn. That's what happens when Auburn hits 15 threes in a game. You know, nobody beats Auburn when they shoot like that, you know.
Don't they usually hit like a dozen a game? Isn't that their own offense is just to go down and jack up a three?
It's only,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the entire offense.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying when they hit 15, though, that's 9 more points. They win a lot more games, Magic. A lot more games with that. But no, we're down here at the Fanfare, hanging out the Sunkist Fanfare as we're right next to Bridgestone Arena. Our coverage down here at the SEC Tournament is on ESPN Louisville, presented by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, and Body Armor Sports Drink here I just don't want to be the ones to go up there and tell these folks that, you know, it's a nice little side gig, but you're not going to make it.
The music's horrible. Magic, like, literally doesn't want to listen to the show. He's laughing. I've never seen Magic
so bad.
Laugh this hard. Only when,
you know,
like, Nick Valvano does something on the air, which, by the way, at 2:50 today, he did. And I don't know if Magic was able to get it cut, but the Sports Center that Nick did easily in his bottom 10 things he's ever done at ESPN Louisville.
No,
and that's big time.
No, what happened was Nick fell out of a boat and he was swimming and struggling to try to find a life raft, something, and then he just drowning and just reaching around and trying to find something, and then he finds it. And it's like, oh yeah, it's brought to you by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, and Body Armor Sports Drink. Like, all right, saved it, well done. But that was only one of the four times he was trying to find a read. But Magic should be laughing because we've been connected for like 2 hours or so and just talking down the line and things like that. Right as the music played to intro the show is when these goobers got up on stage and started, you know, strumming away on their guitar and singing a Sugar Ray song. So that's why, that's the laughter, is we've been here just hanging out, watching this bad basketball game.
The best part is that I think it's like a 3-minute song and it was easily going for 5 minutes.
Well, the other thing here is what they are playing is what I would consider to be would be female repellent. Women don't want, they want country music. They want Blake Shelton. They don't want to be a part of a Sugar Ray cover band.
Well, let me tell you what the scene is in front of me now. This is going to make you laugh even more, Andy. So right in front of me, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 people. Of those 9 people, there are 3 little kids. They are playing these bigger games of Connect Four. Says SEC. So there's 3 games of Connect Four. In front of them, a little further back, is like 15 different tables with chairs, and there's some benches and stuff for people to watch the concerts. There is currently a lady maybe in her late 30s with her daughter, and they are standing there with their backs to the stage, and there is a guy sitting on a table on his computer. That's it. That's in front of this band, is a lady and her daughter with their backs to him, a guy with his back to the stage on his computer, and kids playing Connect Four like 100 yards away from him. That's in front of this band. At what point do they go, you know, maybe
time to move on.
Maybe I'll try being in esports. Maybe I'll give that a run. Maybe that'll
Hold
work
on.
For me. I don't know.
We still haven't done our cover of Two Princes yet.
I know. I need to take a picture of this right now and send it to you, Andy, because it is so great. I got to see the problem is there's a guy, you know, standing here by the basketball court that's blocking my view of the guy with his back to the stage on his computer. So I'd have to like move over to take the picture, but I really want to take this picture and send it to you. It's just phenomenal.
Now,
great.
I do have a question. You were there in Nashville and you should know who these guys are. If you don't, this can become a poll question.
Right.
Have you seen the Bang Twins anywhere down there? Bang, B-A-N-G, the Bang Twins. Have you seen them anywhere down there on Broadway?
No, I have not. I do not know what you're talking about either, so I don't know if I'm out of the loop or there's a joke being played on.
No, you're way out of the loop. Magic Mike doesn't know either. Go look them up. And you can put that safely into your browser, even Magic Mike.
I was
going
to say, I don't
alert.
Need to go Google no, Bang Twins.
No, if you do UK fans, Bang Twins, you should something will pop up where you should know what I'm talking about. There's a video. They're two twins. They have long hair and sunglasses.
Oh, good God almighty.
They're the Kentucky fans. I've tweeted them out other years. I've been downtown. But they're twins. They're like in their 50s. They wear sunglasses, cowboy hats. They wear the same outfit, and they're called the Bang Twins. And there's
I'm looking them up right now.
There you go. Because when the Bang Twins arrive to Nashville, that's when the SEC championship starts. Just like the Super Bowl week starts
when Jim Rome arrives,
that's when SEC tournament starts.
By the way, if UK doesn't win the one seed now with LSU out of the tournament, yeah, they're choking it. They don't deserve it.
Yeah, Tennessee, it ain't exactly like Tennessee and LSU are both out of the tournament. They're going to put the two best teams in this league. I don't care if LSU won the damn regular season or not. The two best teams in this league play tomorrow night. Or tomorrow, I guess, late afternoon.
What are you scared of Rick Barnes in the postseason for?
I'm not saying that I would be scared of them. I'm just saying you're saying they shouldn't. They should win it now, definitely, because LSU's out. It's like, no, the biggest hurdle for them was going to be tomorrow night, regardless. No matter what LSU did.
Tennessee.
The only thing that hurts with Florida winning for Kentucky, and we can certainly talk a lot of basketball, the only thing that hurts for Kentucky winning is that North Carolina is going to play Duke and then Virginia. So if we're talking about if Kentucky wins the SEC tournament and North Carolina wins the SEC tournament, I thought Kentucky would be ranked ahead of North Carolina still. No. If they beat Tennessee and Florida, then it's not the same as beating, it's not the same as beating what would have been Ole Miss tonight. Tennessee tomorrow and then LSU. That's three top 25 by the net ranking wins. Now they might get only one. While North Carolina beats Louisville, which is number 22, that's a top 25 win. They'll play Duke tonight and then Virginia tomorrow. That could be two top five wins and a top 25 win added when Kentucky picks up just simply Tennessee. Yeah, North Carolina leapfrogs Kentucky based on Ole Miss losing last night and based on LSU just getting upset by Florida. That's the impact down here at the SEC tournament with Kentucky. But we'll see. Maybe North Carolina loses tonight to Duke. Maybe that's what takes place. When I looked in the Google, Andy, for the Bang Twins Kentucky,
yes,
the first thing that popped up, and by the way, it had nothing. It wasn't anything that's, Cooper's mixtape worthy. The first thing that came up in the Google search was the Wikipedia page of Aaron Harrison. I don't know why Bang Twins Kentucky brought Aaron Harrison. And then the next thing down, you know how it goes, the people also ask, and then it gives you like, five or six different things with question marks.
Right.
All of the people also ask, where did the Harrison Twins go? What team does the Harrison Twins play for in the NBA? By the way, why is that a singular with two people? Where is Andrew Harrison playing? How tall is Andrew Harrison?
You should put that up as a Fan Outfitter poll question. Do you know who the UK fans' Bang Twins are?
Yeah.
And put the Bang Twins in quotation, yes or no, because you guys did not know, which kind of horrifies me. But, oh, yeah, when the Bang Twins arrive, the SEC, in fact, they probably, well, they've been there all week, I'm sure. It's adult spring break, as Diener says, is the SEC tournament. But I want to believe that they just showed up minutes ago as that shot was going in for Florida, and that's how we knew the SEC tournament officially has started. They hit the shot against LSU. We finally get an upset. And then the terrible band in the background starts to play. Now the SEC tournament has started.
Officially started, yeah. No, it's funny. I looked them up, and when I look them up, I'm like, okay, now I know what you're talking about. I had no clue what you were talking about before. But when I see them, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen them before.
Oh, yeah, many times
because,
you've seen them.
Yeah, we've been in Nashville before. I don't know that I saw them in St. Louis last year because it wasn't this setup that it is, like, right down here. But yeah. I have definitely seen them before. I have not seen them here. If they walk by, I will hand them a headset or one of the stick mics, and we will talk with the Bang Twins if I see them. No promises. This place cleared out, though, by the way, when an LSU shot went in. Everybody left.
I was going to say when the band started.
That, too. It's at the same time. I don't know. What do you take a guess? The game's no longer on TV, and the band started. So there's that. All right, 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. If you want to weigh in, you can certainly do that. Texting in at 437-9680. You can call in at 267-9680 if you want to be a part of the show. I think we will have an abbreviated version of a little sports or leisure coming up later on this afternoon. We will have Eamon Brennan coming up at 5:05. I think Magic said at 5:02 or 5:03. I'm not sure. 5 o'clock, we'll talk with Eamon Brennan. And then everybody's pumped and ready to go and very excited that James Strebel, Big Daddy, and Jason Entz.
He's on the phone. Don't worry. There's not going to be any drops.
Oh, okay.
He's on the phone. I don't
Thank
know who called in.
Thank you for helping
me up. Yeah, sorry. He's on the phone. He's not listening to anything. He just figured out that we were talking about him. He mentioned Round Daddy. He mentioned Round Daddy's name.
Yeah, that's fine.
Floyd Street Strebel.
Okay. Me. Yes. James Strebel, Big Daddy.
What's up, Big Daddy?
That's right.
Seamless.
What's he called? James.
Floyd Street.
Floyd Strebel,
Big Daddy.
Oh, that's right. James Floyd Strebel.
No, Floyd Street Strebel. Just Floyd Street Strebel.
I think you could just take away street. Just Floyd Strebel.
Well, the street kind of made it rhyme a little bit more, we thought.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the reason we kept it. But whatever you want to do.
Either
okay?
way. No, no.
Whatever
either
you want to do.
We all know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Louisville fan that's going to be coming on for a pregame for Kentucky. Coming up about 5:40 or so, we're going to hang out with James Strebel and Jason Entz. They will be hanging out with us. They'll take you up to 6:30 when we will be playing the I think we're going to go Big 12 and then Big East tonight on 680. We got the ACC games on 93.9. So Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and who do they play? Florida State, I guess. That game's coming up tonight. We got that on 93.9, and we'll have the Big East, the Big 12 tonight. Oh, and of course, well, we got the Pac-12 for you. So one of the semifinals of the Pac-12. People are very excited about that. So we've got all of that right here on ESPN 680. We've got crazy tons of stuff coming up this weekend as well. We've got all of that stuff for you right here on ESPN Louisville Conference Championship Week. I do want to remind you, is presented by UPS Jobs, Wright Implement, Rhodes for him and her, and Miller Lite. I did look up a number of things on Louisville and, you know, 7 seed, 8 seed, things like that. I know you and Locke talked a lot about, you know, seeding or really
pod
placement.
Oh, no, they're picking in the background. They're picking.
Well,
they're going to be. The background of where you are makes me never want to go to Nashville.
It makes me want to leave right now.
You should, yeah. If I didn't have to do the rest of the show, you should pack up and go.
You know what? I'm just going to go. I'm just going to leave.
We'll just re-rack the last hour of the V show.
Which was
just re-racking the first couple hours of the V show. You know, Jay Billis had some strong thoughts on Quan 4. By the way, I have a buddy telling me the Bang Twins are Tennessee fans. I swear to you, I've seen them in Kentucky stuff. But Kentucky fans and Tennessee fans and Alabama fans sometimes swim in the exact same circles of they pick and choose each other's football and basketball programs, right? So I don't know. Maybe I slandered the Bang Twins. Maybe they're also UT fans. I really don't know. I just know I've seen them in a lot of blue. I've seen them in blue. I've seen them in UK gear. That's all I know. I've always assumed they were Kentucky fans. I know they've been in blue. I've seen them. I have a picture somewhere on my phone, but I have 15,000 photos that I have to sift through.
Yeah, you do. You've got a lot of those, and so you're trying to get me to go to the iPhone, which more than likely will be the case, and you're like, yeah, I've got like 15,000 photos on my phone, so it'll, you know, it's got a lot of space, and I'm like, I've got 16 photos on my phone, and I'm out of space. So that's a Samsung Galaxy S4. Let me tell you about that, man. Still rocking it in 2019. If you are wondering, it is no surprise. The overwhelming majority of fans are Kentucky fans down here. The second place team is Tennessee. Also, not a surprise with them being, you know, one of the best teams in the SEC. And that game probably taking place tomorrow. I saw a couple LSU fans. I don't think we'll see them anymore. And that's really it. I saw like one guy wearing an Auburn jersey.
Oh, nice.
But it's been all Kentucky and Tennessee. And that's it. Which, I mean, that's not really a surprise, though, is it? Like, this isn't football.
No.
So Ole Miss isn't traveling. Mississippi State ain't traveling. Missouri ain't traveling because they're not going to be playing on Friday.
It would be a surprise if there were, like, thousands of other fans there, like Florida. What you're saying is the stereotype.
I don't even need to see thousands, Andy. I'm talking about just five total of one other team besides Tennessee and Kentucky. I will take five total of any other team.
If you look around right now, can you see a Missouri fan?
Oh,
no,
of course not.
No, they left.
Yeah, they lost. They lost yesterday afternoon.
Did you wear your Missouri stuff?
I do have my Missouri Tiger shirt on underneath my ESPN 680 polo. And then my, or no, my ESPN 680 pullover. And then
Coward, take the pullover off.
Yeah,
I'm going to take
it.
Magic.
If they were good, he'd be shining in that Missouri gear. If they were good.
Yeah, you're right, Magic. I should totally take the pullover and also the coat off while it's 40 degrees with 25 mile an hour wind gusts. Yeah.
You'd be
cool.
A true SEC fan at that point. The cold doesn't scare you. This is SEC. It just means more.
Your legs don't get warm.
That doesn't make sense. The SEC, actually, the cold does bother them because that's why, you know, they always beat those slow big teams from the Big Ten. They got SEC speed because they're from warm areas of the country.
Texas says, my favorite part of the V show is when Bob is on remote and his voice sounds like it's a whisper and Nick's mic is roaring.
Was that taking place today? I didn't get a chance to listen.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it was. I mean, yeah, sorry I was so brief with that. Save that for the mixtape. No, that's exactly what was happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center update.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by our friends at Liquor Barn.
Yeah.
Liquor
One
Barn
friend.
Delivers. Enter promo code ESPN, and your first delivery is free. Jay Billis, He joined the V Show a little while ago today. You can catch that podcast on ESPN 680
at 9:45. ESPNLouisville.com
as well as the SoundCloud. Jay talking a little bit about what has impressed him with the U of L team, starting with a one, Dwayne Sutton.
I like their team a lot, and I love Dwayne Sutton.
This whole thing, man. We'll just call this the sound of the day, by the way.
They're a great team.
This is our top run, top sound of the day.
People know, but man, they're good.
They're not good, Jay.
They'll probably get a seven seed, is my guess, in the tournament, six or seven. But probably in seven range.
Yeah.
And that means they'll play at 10 in the first round. And I think anybody they play, they should be better than, feel they're better than.
Just a reminder, we will have the UNC Duke game as part of our ACC tournament coverage tonight, beginning at 9 on 93.9 The Ville. And we'll also have Florida State and UVA at 6:30. Jason Anderson and The Zone will be coming to you from Nashville.
Yeah.
Jason's
he'll
like,
join us a little bit
don't bring
later
me into this
hour.
The hell did I do
with
Andy
Sweetie?
This,
I'm trying
I'm
to find my
here
read.
Here out
we go.
To these
but The Zone with Jason Anderson will broadcast live for Bridgestone Arena. And then directly following the game tonight, it's the UK post-game show with James Strebel and Jason Entz. It'll be the first place that will take your calls and hear live from John Calipari post-game. SEC tournament coverage on ESPN Mobile is presented by UPS Jobs, BJ
Got
Heating
it.
And Cooling,
Got
and
it.
Body Armor Sports Drink. On the
yes,
other
sir.
Side of this break,
okay.
We have Coach Calipari previewing right. tonight's matchup with Alabama. This is SportsCenter.
He did it. He nailed it. Got it, dismounted, got it together,
my
figured out the floor routine.
My favorite part is how he didn't record the SportsCenter music bed underneath it, so we get to
they
hear all of Nick's just...
Are you the only one that records the SportsCenter music underneath?
I think at this point, yes.
Because Cooper doesn't do that either.
Cooper doesn't do SportsCenter.
That too.
Well, that's a good point. I was going
to
say Cooper...
You have to do SportsCenters to record a SportsCenter.
It's weird. Cooper and Patty Ice never record their SportsCenters when they're filling in.
The sad thing is that it's not even like Nick's War SportsCenter because it's not the Syracuse one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That really
you
is.
You know what I told
right.
Nick? There's two stories, and then we can move on. I know you have other things. The two things I told Nick. Number one, if that ever happens again... Play another spot. We know you're not shy in doing that. Play another spot, and if you've lost your paper, just eject. Don't do any SportsCenter instead of doing that. The other thing was, after that SportsCenter, he's getting ready to play John Calipari's press conference last night, okay? Cal talked to the media last night. He goes, it's only, I go, how long is Cal? He goes, it's only 3 minutes. And I go, I know Cal talked a lot longer than 3 minutes. And he eventually found something. But, I mean, that was, I was like, good thing it's not the break right before you were going to play this sound.
He, when he was first talking about playing the Cal press conference, he was talking to me. He's like, hey, you know, we're going to play the Cal press conference. Can you come on early? I'm like, yeah, I can come on early. It's like 1:38. 2:38. And he's like, hey, can you come on? And I'm like, yeah, how long is the press conference? He goes, it's 3 minutes. I was like, what? Like so you want me on in 3 minutes? Like you want me to start the show at 2:41? I mean, I can do that, but why are we playing a Cal press conference in 3 minutes? Why don't we just play a clip of him saying Reed Travis is going to play, and we can all move on?
By the way, LSU is bringing Javonte Smart to the podium to interview, so I don't know.
Really?
If we can, I mean, we don't really want to listen in on that, do you?
I kind of want to hear the first couple of questions, to be honest with you.
Okay, now I've seen this from Pat 40, like,
okay.
I mean, this is 4 minutes
or
ago.
Or we can just read the answers from Javonte Smart, because I think that is really interesting. Quite frankly, one of the things that I was going to talk about, if there was time, outside of, you know, Louisville losing to North Carolina last night and what that means for the seed purposes, and then Kentucky, Alabama tonight, was the fact that, you know, Will Wade won't meet with the officials, the AD at LSU, because of what was caught on the wiretap. LSU did their investigation, however long, 1 week later, and said, Javonte Smart, you're good to go. You can play. All right, so if they found nothing with Javonte Smart,
exactly,
then yeah. what's the reason of Will Wade not meeting with them and saying, no, I'm not going to talk to you about what – just say, no, do the investigation, look into Javonte Smart, and tell me what you find.
Yeah, but you know why. His lawyer doesn't want him to say something that can get him in trouble.
For sure.
More so. This is what's going on. You're exactly right. LSU, through this entire thing, is a little bit like they're half pregnant right now.
Yeah.
Like if you're getting just totally in trouble this year, then it's too late. It's the SEC tournament. And then you brought the kid back, and it's like part of me is like, Will Wade just go lie? But you know his lawyer's like, no, 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 we ain't going to do any of this. So Will Wade's not going to coach, and the kid's going to play. And if LSU is guilty at all, it doesn't matter. They're ineligible. Now, I know coaches being ineligible, that doesn't work. But, I mean, if that's the case then the player matters more than the coach if you care about your results in the NCAA tournament, and they obviously don't. Does that make sense?
Like no, totally.
If you're talking about being ineligible, the player matters more than the coach.
I would say this. It's about damn time that a coach is suspended while the player is playing involved in this stuff. And I know that never happens. Look at Kansas. Townsend and Bill Self are still coaching, and Sylvia D'Souza has his college career taken away. Larry Nyaga is coaching at Miami while whoever it was, you know, is now heading to the NBA. Now, that's different, Larry Nyaga, as opposed to Townsend on, you know, a wiretap talking about what it's going to take to get Zion Williamson there to Kansas and doing whatever it would take to do that, while Billy Preston got $100,000, while Sylvia D'Souza got paid, while Gasnola reaching out to Bill Self and telling him, hey, I've never let you down before. I'm going to get you a couple of other big players. I've never let you down before except for DeAndre Ayton, that Schlabaugh says Sean Miller was on a wiretap talking about $100,000, and Sean Miller on a wiretap, by the way, who said goodbye to Arizona. All these things sort of adding up, while Will Wade is the first coach to be sat down while a player implicated is like, now you're going to play. And I am perfectly fine with that, because these coaches have been making millions and millions of dollars while the players get a little bit, and then the coaches keep coaching just fine while the players are then deemed ineligible and they can't play anymore. So I'm okay with that. But you're right. It is really interesting and really sort of curious to me how long it took them to do the investigation, what they found that they said, we're good with Javonte Smart playing, moving forward, because you know damn well with the NCAA doing an investigation, they're going to vacate those games. Now, here's what I do wonder, and this would be what you would hope if you are a hater or just simply disagreeing with the NCAA or feeling like teams and universities should stop working with the NCAA. I do wonder if LSU was like, look, Will, you need to come in and talk to us, you know, even if you say, you know, it didn't happen, but I mean, you need to come
Jason,
in and talk to us.
Jason, the song behind you, I can't even hear you right now. I mean, give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn her back. I mean,
I don't have one reason to stay here. The only reason I have to stay here is because I'm contractually obligated by my work to stay here. That's my one reason to stay here.
You're here so you don't get fined. I'm sorry. Continue
exactly
your
right.
good point. It's just me and Magic are looking at each
fine.
Other's eyes, and we can hear. It's like, what next song? What song will they play next? Which horrible song will they play next?
God, I don't know.
Third champion Nyquist
smashed
the three posts yesterday.
Oh,
he's currently the morning line 3-5 favorite. Bob Baffert's collected. Baffert saying, this race is a special one.
This race is a special one.
Special one.
Years and years, but all these horses that win, they just keep on winning.
Your Preakness coverage beginning tomorrow on ESPN 681.
I got Smash Mouth being next.
Yeah, maybe. I wish some Tumblewumba.
I have Lit being played at some point. Was it My Own? My Worst Enemy? Woke up in the front yard last night. That song's playing before Jason gets off the air at 6 o'clock. Done.
There will be some Elton John before we're done here at 6 o'clock. I'm convinced of it. But LSU, if we're saying, you know, don't work with the NCAA, don't work with the NCAA, is there any chance whatsoever that LSU did their investigation, looked into it, said, we're good, Javonte Smart, you're going to play, and then when the NCAA, if they do their investigation and find something, they can go, no, we looked into it, we disagree. That's why we play Javonte
Smart.
Really? I know, but what I'm saying is, If the NCAA wants to hit LSU with like a postseason ban, not just vacating the games, like that's what we're talking about. We're like,
right.
Oh, who cares? Vacating the games, we know they happened. But anything more, like a postseason ban or scholarship reductions, if it's something like that, I do wonder if LSU's like, no, we got to do the investigation, Will Wade. And if you're not going to meet with us, then it looks like, and we just let you go on without meeting with us, it looks like we're not taking this thing seriously. Well, we're doing that. We sat Javonte Smart. You know, he didn't play, and then we did the investigation, and we found him ready to go for the NCAA. NCAA or the SEC tournament and the NCAA tournament. And when the NCAA comes back and says, well, this is what we found and we found, and LSU would go, you really think we would suspend our coach and then do an investigation and play the player that we investigated if we knew it was going to be vacated? Why would we do that? That makes no sense. Let's fight you on these particular points that you seem to be, you know, believing are what happened. I'm not saying that's the case. I just wonder, when I heard Javonte Smart is playing, I'm like, okay, well, then what did they find? It took them a week to figure something out, and you're talking about an FBI wiretap where Will Wade is saying, I gave him a strong-ass offer, and it's a, you know, NBA league minimum stuff, and these other big players that I've dealt with before haven't even been as difficult as this guy, and he's a 2 to 3 year player, and it's like, that's as incriminating as it gets, unless he's just boasting to Christian Dawkins about all these other players that he's had that he's paid for. And remember, if we're all just sort of taking a guess here, remember Tremont Waters was a guy who's a top 50 player that Will Wade took over, and like a month after Will Wade took over, Tremont Waters, a top 50 player from UConn, goes to LSU. From Connecticut, I should say, goes to LSU. Like there's a lot of things that people are wondering about Tremont Waters. Even when that happened, they're like, that's interesting. And then you hear this stuff, and you're like, that's what most people around college basketball are like. I wonder if anything happened with Tremont Waters. And guess what? I hope Tremont Waters got that bag. I hope he got, you know, a couple of big bags.
But he was
bags.
Also going to go to UConn. Who the hell wants to go to UConn?
Oh, that's fine. If you don't go to UConn, do you need to go to LSU? You think UConn and LSU, those were the only two places? Like, he was going to go to UConn.
Yeah, but where else does he have to go?
And he ends up in the Bayou.
Yeah, does he have to be, though, in the Northeast? Does he, maybe he wants culture shock?
No.
Does he have to be at, like, St. John's or, I don't know, Albany?
Oh, no.
Or where does he have to, Syracuse? Where does he have to go?
No, no, here's the deal. You're in Connecticut. UConn wants you. You're a top 50 player, and you're like, no thanks, UConn. And anybody else that's recruiting me as a top 50 player, I'm going to go all the way down to LSU and play for a first-year head coach. That was just at VCU.
Now, I got a question for you. Well, we don't have to
now,
keep
maybe
talking
that,
about this
maybe
too
that's
much,
what it was. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he just really, really loved Will Wade. That could be the case, but I'm just saying around college basketball, that raised a lot of eyebrows even before some of this stuff happened. And then you hear he's like, I've made these offers to other better players. This is a two or three year player. It's never been this difficult. And people are like, yeah, we already had our questions. Doesn't mean anything happened.
When the Will Wade stuff happened, I think it was Tuesday. And I thought you actually made some good points about why you needed, you know, to suspend Will Wade. And as you're talking,
some strong praise there, Jason.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
My overall take, well, I've been around lot too much. You can't praise anybody. So I'm just now.
Oh, congratulations.
It's ingrained in me now that I have to slant my praise in some sort of a way. But I got thinking, it's like what you are saying about LSU has a lot of logic behind it. Why you would conduct your own investigation and everything else. The problem with it is the NCAA can do whatever the hell they want.
For sure.
So you can try to fight the NCAA with logic. Louisville tried that. Notre Dame tried that. Missouri tried it. And that just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if LSU and the NCAA were together with that investigation and we find out that all of it's true. You're still going to be crushed and given no leniency just because you suspended Will Wade and helped nuke your season. And Smart didn't play for, what was it, a couple games? Was it just a couple games?
I think it was just one game, right?
Just one game. Like, that's fine that you did it, but none of it matters. That's how I view it, at least.
I just don't understand what they did to deem him eligible. Like, remember when they went through this with Cam Newton and Auburn sat Cam Newton down and said, we're deeming him ineligible. We are seeking reinstatement from the NCAA for his eligibility. And like 3 hours later, he was reinstated. And people were like, really? And they were like, yeah, we're doing this because we want to make sure that what's going to happen with this guy out on the floor or out on the field does not get vacated. Okay, that makes sense. They don't have to get back a championship trophy if they were to win one, and they ended up winning one. So maybe that's the thing with LSU, that they're saying, okay, if the NCAA clears Tremont Waters to play, now it's going to be very difficult for them to come back and say, no, you need to vacate those games because Tremont Waters played in, or excuse me, I'm sorry, Javonte Smart, I apologize, Freudian slip, because of Javonte Smart playing in those games. And they could go, well, hold on. No, we worked directly with you. You reinstated them based on, you know, the investigation that we did. My question is, how much of an investigation can you do in a week, whether or not he got a bag or he got some deal from Will Wade? Like, what was the strong-ass offer that he got? How much did his mom get? What did the handler get? What did he get? Like, how much investigating can you do in a week besides them going, I have no idea what he's talking about. We've taken no money. We have not done anything with Will Wade. We went there because of this and this and this. And LSU goes, all right, sounds good to us. Go play. Go get him, Javonte. Like, I don't know what the investigation entails when we're talking about all these other investigations, Andy, that take, you know, months and years to figure things out. And Javonte Smart, who his coach is on a wiretap talking about giving him an offer and not greasing the skids of the handler as much as he did his mom and the player, and that takes a week, and they're like, all good.
I know you have UK things you want to talk about, so we can go. I mean, unless you want to keep going with LSU. By the way, Auburn right now is down 5-3 to South Carolina, so South Carolina leads. Frank Martin, Bruce Pearl. Sweatiest combo besides the Miller brothers. If I were to put sweatiest coaching combos versus each other, Cal might be in there a little bit.
I think it has to be Bruce versus Buzz, though.
Yeah, but Buzz does the whole vest thing, so he covers it up. He's become very self-conscious.
But you haven't denied that he's still sweaty.
But it's not showing the way that it needs to
show. So invisible sweat.
Yes, Bruce Pearl's going to be soaked through everything.
So the South Carolina and Auburn game played right now. You mentioned Frank Martin and Bruce Pearl. Yes, sweaty is one way that this matchup is. The other matchup is it might be the most likely matchup of two guys that may or may not have a dead body in their trunk.
Besides Mike Bray.
Well, we know Mike Bray does have a dead body in his trunk. That's why he's all disheveled. He had to dig a hole last night.
Mike Bray perpetually looks like the guy who tries to buy his daughter a car, and she gets upset because it's last year's model.
I want to say this in the right way, and I can't find my buddy's text that he sent me, but it was yesterday that Buzz Williams looks like the roommate of a 45-year-old guy who's getting married for the third time.
That's pretty good, man. That's really good. Dude, we could, I know the Levitard show does it all the time, but we could do Mike Bray looks like for an hour and a half.
Oh, for 2 hours.
If need be, man. Yeah. The rest of the show can just be Mike Bray looks like, because it is phenomenal, man. He looks like so many different things.
It's a shame that we can't do skits here on this station that were inspired by the Levitard show. It's a shame we can't do that.
I wish we did. I wish we did it more often, but we simply don't. Real quick, let's get through Louisville last night against North Carolina. They lose the game, and, I mean, they're going to be a 7 seed, right? I looked through some of the 7 and 8 seeds that are around them. I know that Jerry Palm has them as an 8 seed. That's fine. Most everybody that I saw has them as a 7 seed. Like, the 8 seeds behind Louisville... VCU, by the way, today just lost to Rhode Island.
Just saw
so
that. Yep.
They ain't leapfrogging Louisville to be a 7 seed. Utah State plays Fresno State tonight at 11:30. We'll see. UCF right now is currently playing Memphis.
They're
behind. I don't have the score on that.
They're behind by 10 at halftime. Memphis leads by 10 over UCF.
There you go.
37-27.
Yeah, so there's an 8 seed or somebody behind Louisville in the pecking order that clearly would not leapfrog Louisville at that point if they're already behind them. Let's see. Iowa plays Michigan tonight at 9:30. That's one that could be
a
swing game.
Yep.
So if Iowa beats Michigan, then that might be a team that slides above Louisville, depending on where Louisville, you know, is, you know, if you're looking at those 7 seeds. Let's see. Ole Miss lost to Bama. Baylor lost to Iowa State. Syracuse lost to Duke. Oklahoma lost to West Virginia. UW, Washington, plays Colorado tonight at 9 o'clock. So maybe that's one that if they win the Pac-12 tournament, they can slide up there, you know, on that same level. The teams that are right around Louisville, that are sort of 7 seeds and 6 seeds that are around Louisville as well. Villanova plays Xavier tonight at 7 o'clock. Buffalo plays Central Michigan tonight at 7 o'clock. Cincinnati plays SMU tonight at 7 o'clock. Iowa State plays K-State tonight at 7 o'clock. So there are a lot of things that could happen tonight involving Louisville as a 7 or an 8 or something like that tonight. Like, if all of those teams end up losing, well, then Louisville's going to be a 7. Like, if Iowa State loses to K-State, that can happen. K-State's the 1 seed. Cincinnati losing to SMU, we'll see. Mick Cronin would complain about some sort of a call that, you know, went against him. That's the only reason they lost. Buffalo should beat Central Michigan. And Villanova Xavier is an interesting one tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll see, you know, how good, you know, how well Xavier plays in that game. I would expect Villanova to play. But those are the teams that are either right in line with Louisville or ahead of Louisville. those are the ones still playing. The teams that are behind them on the 8 line or 9 by almost everybody but Jerry Palm, they've all lost. Or, as you mentioned, UCF losing right now, or Iowa against Michigan tonight, in which Iowa should lose. Like, and if that's the case, if Iowa loses and then UW loses, Louisville's a 7. Like, there's not enough of those teams to leapfrog and jump them. And not that it's that big of a deal of 7 or 8. It's a 1 and a 2. We get that. But obviously, it's so much more likely to be. Well, you know what? If it's a 1 seed that they'll be playing, if they're an 8, they ain't got to worry about facing Virginia or North Carolina or Duke. They don't have to worry about that. As a 1 or a 2 seed, I guess, if Duke is a 2 seed there. So they don't have to play any of those teams in the second round. They're fine. And we'll see how much the ACC has been the issue for Louisville. If it is just, hey, Louisville just needs to get out of the ACC and let's see what they can do. You know, Drew had the great question last night in which Chris Mack apparently acknowledged that Drew exists now. By saying that last night. I don't know if he acknowledged that he existed by, you know, him doing a show from there. But at least last night he said he called him by name. Well, you know, Drew, I heard that. I'm like, good for you, Drew. He's made it. He's
there. Drew Daniel, ESPN Louisville. Coach, when you guys see some new faces in the NCAA tournament, do you think this team will thrive against, you know, the grind of the ACC that you've been through? Will that help you when you get the NCAAs?
Drew, I told these guys in the locker room that
at that point, I didn't even hear what he said. I have no idea what he talked about in the locker room with his guys. I assume he told his guys that they're just ready to play and the ACC is a bear and they have got you ready to play in the NCAA tournament. I'm just going to guess that's what he said because I don't know. I blacked out after he said Drew.
And so did Drew.
That's the thing I heard.
He had to be revived he had to be revived by Kent Taylor on the road. It's been a whole thing that we've been talking around about around the office. And it's the mouth-to-mouth. The whole thing was crazy.
I know. Texas says, I love Andy's take on Bruce Pearl. Why are you sweating? You don't run an offense.
I mean, I'm not wrong. They just run down
so
and shoot
good.
Threes.
I know. It's, so
it's not like he's sweating because he's calling a play and
so
now
great.
He's nervous to see if they'll execute the play. They don't have plays. Right now, by the way, South Carolina leads 8-3 5 minutes into that game. 8-3 South Carolina leads Auburn. South Carolina is 16-15. So you got to think if they can win this game, this will be a perfect win to get them ready for their first round matchup with Indiana in the NIT.
I know that I was being sarcastic in a number of different times talking about Missouri making a run through the SEC tournament, but I was kind of also serious that they played Georgia. They should beat them. They did. Then they get Auburn. They'll probably lose to Auburn if somehow they pull off the upset. They got South Carolina in the quarterfinals if they were to get that far. It's like, how is South Carolina getting a bye and not playing till Friday? Whatever. They may face off against Indiana and Romeo. Who's going to play it? Oh, God, this song.
What song is it?
Jesus.
I think they're getting louder.
Number one, they are.
I just turned up my mic.
All right. Don't know what it is that little gal's lover, but I like it.
I love it. I want some more of it. Seriously, man, if Biscuit and I were here, we'd run these people off the stage. Ridiculous.
Please save that for the mixtape. If Biscuit and I mean, Biscuit is Diener's friend, not yours.
No,
Diener and
no,
Biscuit Diener's hang out in public.
No.
You don't hang out in public with Dave Skull. You're out.
Diener is trying to be a homewrecker. Diener is trying to slide in on a relationship,
yep.
And that relationship is still going strong. Now, Dave is, look, he's hanging out from time to time, but he's trying not to give the wrong impression to Drew. Drew's the one trying to force something more that should be there, even though he knows that person is taken.
I'll put it this way.
Biggest
Biscuit gets seen out in public at, like, Brownies and Drake's and stuff like that. That matters more to him. It's a big thing. You're showing up with Diener. Buffalo Wild Wings with Diener and Darren Rogers? Oh, come on.
He gets to talk to me for an hour on the radio. Trump card right there. Trump card right there.
I don't know.
Kentucky's got Alabama tonight, and I mean, I wish they had Ole Miss tonight, just because I think it would make it more interesting from a Q1 standpoint and a, you know, getting a 1 seed in Louisville standpoint and all of that stuff. But the SEC tournament is not playing out the way that Kentucky would hope that it would for them to have the best possible resume heading in to Selection Sunday. But with it being Alabama that wins, okay, now you can avenge that loss. Tennessee tomorrow, you can avenge that loss. LSU, nope, they didn't win. So there was a path that Kentucky could have avenged all of their losses this year, Alabama, UT, and LSU. But, you know, they'll more than likely get Florida. I mean, look, if they play, who's Tennessee got tonight? Mississippi State?
Yes.
I know I'm down here at the SEC tournament.
Hey,
you should probably know that. There's no bracket anywhere near me.
Posted all over the place.
I know. There's no bracket.
By the way, while you find that, just some news coming down. Louisville basketball is going to be opening not ACC play, but their season next year. Their season next year at Miami, November 5th. They're going to be opening their season at Miami.
But what?
That doesn't make any sense. Well, it's going to be the new ACC network.
It's going to be nice weather at least down there.
Which Wes Durham has been picked to be the lead voice for play-by-play on the ACC network.
That would be the voice. Is Mike Jaminski going to be there in his earring?
Well, he better be.
I would hope so.
Well, I made fun of the earring, and Bob kind of scoffed at me a little bit that said it was for religious reasons.
Oh.
And I'm like, I didn't know.
You can't make fun of it now.
Well, no, but I've never heard that before. That just a little small hoop earring is religious. I've never heard that before.
Texters at 437-9680. Is a small hoop earring anything related to religious reasons? Because I've never heard that either. And so if that's the case, yeah, okay, it's still funny, though. That's fine. I mean, we could still have fun. Somebody wearing a dangly cross earring might be for religious reasons. It's still funny, you know. They were doing it right now.
Since when do we censor ourselves for religious freedom? I mean,
come on. We can still have some fun. Jeez,
Texas says Mike Bray looks like the manager of a low-rent talent agency in Nashville that tells the Bang Twins, sorry, fellas, I can't get you in any music videos.
Yes, and represents these four chuckles that are on stage right now.
Texas says Biscuit is Jason and Drew's whore. Whore.
Don't you talk about him like that. You wouldn't say that to his face. Mississippi State and Tennessee tonight. What if Kentucky plays Alabama, Mississippi State, and South Carolina?
See, I like this. I think it's funnier. And like they, Cal
we'll
doesn't
do trivia on the other side. Oh, we've got that this morning, so we'll get to that.
Are you ready to let your show dog out of his cage?
Dave Skull. This is hard to probably believe. No, I like Dave Skull. He's a friend of mine. I just happen to have ponied him around to two trivia events on my last two non-kid weekends,
Let me ask that question again. Are you ready to let your show dog
No, he is not my show dog. Quit calling him that.
You know what it is now? I just figured it out. Drew and Dave are not friends. What they are, and Dave maybe doesn't realize this, is Dave's the eye candy trivia that Drew's walking around on his arm.
Yeah, they're friends with benefits.
Yeah, but Drew's only with them for the eye candy.
Yeah, and he's only with Drew because it raises his stature, his social stature, to be seen.
That's a good point.
You know, East End Drake's with Diener.
Marriage of convenience for those two.
Yes. They're like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. So what you're saying is Dave is doing the homework of the popular kid. The popular kid's hanging out with him in school.
It's exactly what's happening.
Oh, you guys need to stop clowning my dude Dave, man. Come on. It's my guy. Tony was my guy. My guy. Name the movie, Magic or Andy.
Oh, Tony was my guy.
Not Tony. Tony was my guy.
Man,
he was my guy.
Goodfellas, I don't know.
Not even close. But Tony, I guess that would make sense. not even close, though.
Why did Magic think that Tony,
he was flunking
that Tony,
TV.
That Tony wasn't a mob name that only could be associated with like that, just because of Tony Soprano? Like, there can be other Tonys that have no, you know, Italian heritage or mafia heritage or anything like that.
If you say Tony's my guy and you say it's from a movie, no context.
I guess you're not wrong.
That is from Blue Chips. It's when they found out that that whole point shaving scandal that Petey Bell denied the whole time and said didn't happen because that would never happen, that they finally looked on the tape and looked closer and found out that Tony was the one that was actually shaving points and then the guy that recruited Tony.
Great.
Tony was my guy. He was my guy. He didn't do that. He did that, though. He took the most pure thing.
Oh, did we lose Jason? Am I going to have to give an impromptu take on Louisville basketball? It's 349. If he made it to 401, I can get out of here and leave you guys floating instead of me having
to float.
Oh, there he is. He's back.
He took away the most pure thing, college basketball, and he corrupted it by taking money. Oh.
Can you hear us? Because you dropped
PD
there
Bell
for like
living
5 seconds.
In a very nice house, though.
Can you
getting money from Happy.
Can you
to
hear
buy
us?
Some of those players.
He can't.
I don't know.
Us.
Maybe it'll be funny if they end up playing, you know, Alabama, Mississippi State, and then South Carolina. It's just, can you see the committee, though, if they're breaking it down in the committee room and saying, okay, well, Kentucky's going to get a number one in Louisville by virtue of winning the SEC tournament if the SEC tournament are those teams? Like, it's different because we thought winning the SEC tournament meant Tennessee and meant LSU. Well, we already know it doesn't mean LSU. So, if it means Tennessee, I guess then, you know, maybe it still is for the number.
Yeah, I don't think he can hear us anyway. That's why I kept stepping over him. He just kept going. What was he talking about? He was just talking about some movie over and over again. So do you want to pot him down? Because Biscuit's on hold, but I can't do this without Jason on the other end. So what do I do here? Do I give an impromptu Louisville take? Because I haven't given a Louisville take. I gave my Louisville take at, you know, 10:15 this morning on the midday rush. Keep Jason potted down and just bring him in at any point here because I know he's going to have some connection issues. And I know he's not going to love that. I know he's got Round Daddy and Striebel and Ents coming in at about 5:30. My take on the Louisville thing was, and I doubt we were getting to it, is it's many different things. Number one, you don't get too upset about last night. The reason you don't get too upset is, A, you're still in the NCAA tournament, okay? Even though that goes back to preseason analysis, which I do not care about. But, you know, September, October, November type analysis, which, you know, this team has grown. You did make some runs, which is me being, as we call Big Easy, moral victory McCrite. You did make some runs. But the problem that I have with the game last night with Louisville is it was another opportunity. And Louisville has had opportunities to help themselves. Is he back? Is he almost back now? Well, I'm just screaming, so bring him in at any time, and I can just continue this take or not. You cut out like four times, so I just started.
How long was I gone?
Take.
I was. Dude, I'm telling you, I was just talking the entire time.
We know,
and I'm sitting here talking, and then I don't hear any feedback.
That's never happened before.
Well, I thought you guys were just letting me finish my point. I was making a longer, extended point about Kentucky in the committee room.
Hold on. You think I was going to let you finish a point without interrupting at all?
That's why I looked up and saw that I wasn't connected, Magic.
You dropped.
You literally cut me off while trying to say that you were cutting me off. You literally cut me off, Magic, before I could get to the point of the reason I knew I was disconnected is because you hadn't cut me off yet.
Well,
proving the point.
You dropped off for five seconds.
You emphasized the point. You drove that point home.
You dropped off for 5 seconds. You came back, and we tried to talk. We tried to interrupt you, and you just kept going.
Really?
So at that point, we knew you couldn't hear us.
Okay.
So at that point, I knew, as someone who's used to being on remotes, that eventually you were just going to fall off the line completely.
Well, I gotta hear that sound then.
Well, then I got my Louisville, you know, my Louisville take ready just in case it needed to be had.
Okay,
and I was
well,
in
yeah,
the middle of the Louisville take.
Then I got to hear the sound of me, you know, just talking and you guys trying to interrupt and me just like barreling through like Kool-Aid, man, through a wall, just ignoring the fact that you guys were talking. And that would, by the way, be on brand.
Yes.
Except for I didn't hear you guys saying anything. So it wasn't like I was barreling through and giving you guys the Heisman stiff arm just so I can keep talking. That wasn't the point.
Well, we have Biscuit on the line. The only thing I'll say about Louisville is it's very easy. It was an opportunity for them to win, and obviously, but it was an opportunity for them to make their seed better, to better their seed, and they've had so many opportunities to do that. And even playing, you know, getting ready with the Notre Dame game and then having the opportunity to play North Carolina, who I know is playing great. By the way, that music is so bleeping loud.
Oh, the band is gone. They're just playing music now, and they just turned it up for no reason.
Oh, it's even louder. They've had opportunities, and they've squandered them. If you look at going back to, like, February 4th, they haven't had a good win since February 4th. So, you know, they didn't get better. Two games in Notre Dame didn't make them better. And I think Louisville fans in the last month have turned into knowing they're not going to beat good teams. And that's my point. My point was before the last month and a half, you thought you were going to beat good teams, and now you don't no longer believe you're going to beat you're going to beat good teams. And so that's why it's frustrating. And defensively, last night had to be about as anti-Chris Mack as he would ever want defensively, with the easy shots, the good shots, and just the simple offense that North Carolina was able to run on Louisville. And I know you're going to get into it. I mean, Quan Four, this guy's made one shot in March. He's got no steals as a defensive stopper. It ain't good. And I thought about a month ago they were one and done in the tournament. I hope they can win, but last night, like, and they can get a game, but it just shows you that they've had opportunities to be a 5 seed, to be a 4 seed, to be a 6 seed. If they get stuck as a 7, where they're playing, the 2 seed, if they get stuck as an 8 seed, like Jerry Palm has them, they really have no one to blame but themselves.
Well, and I look at it, depending on what they were going to be, I was wondering if they were going to be a one-and-done team. But I think they're going to win their first-round game. And I know they didn't beat North Carolina. They didn't beat Virginia. They didn't beat, I guess that's really what it is. They beat Notre Dame twice, and then they lose to Virginia on the road.
And that's it.
Right. But the way they played, and I know this is, taking, a positive from what ultimately could be viewed as a negative, but the way they played against North Carolina in spurts last night, besides not getting back on defense, which is as bad as it gets because that's the one team you better get back on defense against, but spurts in that game that they were in the game and they continued to fight back in the game, and against Virginia on the road, those are wins against other teams. Like, Notre Dame is not a tournament team. And they've beat them pretty good the last couple times they played them. So when I look at that and I say if they're playing at that level, they're not a Final Four team. So comparing them to Virginia and North Carolina, and there's no point in doing that because those are one seeds that are, competing for Minneapolis. Louisville's competing for the opportunity to maybe be in the Sweet 16, and that's really it. So if you're a 7-10 game and you're looking at the 10 seeds and you're talking about, what team is a team that you're like, okay, well, Louisville's not beating that one. I mean, you got Oklahoma, Seton Hall, Utah State, Minnesota, TCU, St. John's, Arizona State, Temple. Like, that's who Louisville would be matched up against. That sounds like Notre Dame. I know they don't have the same record as Notre Dame, but it kind of sounds like Notre Dame in the ACC. It's not North Carolina. It's not Virginia. It's not Duke. It's not Florida State. It's not Virginia Tech. It's not even Syracuse, some of those teams. And so that's one of the reasons why I think there is confidence for that first round game in a 7-10, and the 2 seed is not going to be Duke, North Carolina, or Virginia. And so maybe you say you take your chances with a 2 seed that might be LSU, or a 2 seed that might be Michigan State that you've already beaten, or a 2 seed that might be Tennessee that you don't trust Rick Barnes. I'm not saying they would win those games. I'm just saying you feel better about winning those games than you would against Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia, which ultimately that this late in the season they aren't beating any of those teams.
All right, so Biscuit's on hold. You probably want to get to him. It's the top of the hour. A texter says,
Have the sound. Wow. I do have the sound.
Okay, but quickly, a texter says, how is not beating arguably the best team in the nation squandering an opportunity? I mean, that's the dumbest texter we've had how is not beating the best team in the nation squandered an opportunity? It's quite literally if they are the best team in the country or arguably one of the best teams in the country, which they are, that even proves my point more, you're squandering an opportunity. Isn't beating Notre Dame. An opportunity is North Carolina, Florida State, Virginia. I mean, yeah, of course you don't want to blow the game like you did against Syracuse or Boston College, but that's quite literally what an opportunity means. That was the entire preseason analysis is, we'll see how good Louisville is. They have a bunch of opportunities. Well, the opportunities were the big teams that are in the tournament ranked high, not Boston College and Clemson.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's absolutely an
opportunity.
I don't understand the text at all, and I don't think the text understands what an opportunity is. We got an opportunity to talk with Dave Skull, Biggest Biscuit, who is trying to be courted by one Drew Diener and stolen away from this relationship. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I was wondering when you two gas bags are going to shut up. Good Lord. I'm like 10 minutes.
Never.
When did y'all go back and forth?
Never. What are you talking about? That's why we don't take phone calls in the first hour.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you. I love it. I love the sound of your voice.
I bet. You should.
I tuned in, all right, right during the Billy Reid clip that I've heard several times. And it cracks me up every time.
Yes.
and then your all's take on it afterwards. Here's the thing, guys. I've always been the cool kid, all right? I've nice. Always been the cool kid in the relationship. I'm not insecure about the fact that I'm trotted out to my smart. You can be a well-rounded individual, you know what I mean?
I like that. Have some confidence, Dave.
I don't know. I mean, look, dude. I'm not doing the homework for the captain of the football team. I was the captain of the football team, guys. Okay? You understand that?
Yep. So, but you're not anymore.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Now you're the guy that cooks steaks with TBG. That's not the cool crowd.
That actually is the cool crowd. You'd be amazed. Everybody wants to be your friend when you put the best steak in Louisville.
Again, I'll say it. If TBG were as cool as TBG thinks he is, he'd be the coolest guy ever.
God, I mean, this is... I don't even know what to think on this Friday. I mean, I'm down here in Nashville. Dave's on the line.
Is that Miley Cyrus right now? What the hell's going on in the background?
I'm hearing a way too loud "Fire Away" that feels like it's being turned up as we speak right now. I got this terrible basketball game that's being played in front of me with these junior high and high school kids that cannot make a shot at all to save their life, but yet all of them are running around like they're Kobe for some reason, and it's cutting out, so I'm hearing every other word of you guys talking, and I'm like, this is amazing because we're down here at the SEC tournament, and I don't care. So I don't know. So there's that's what I'm dealing with, and it's 40 degrees and 25-mile-per-hour winds. It's awesome.
You're having a good time.
Good times. I am, actually. If the music would turn down a little bit,
is he being the media guy? You just listed off all
no,
the things that bothered you about following Kentucky at the SEC tournament.
I'm a media member.
Is Jason upset at the fact that old best buddy isn't giving him the hookup at the SEC tournament? Where's CJ Beisner?
No,
he's not dealing with these conditions.
Well, that's because he doesn't host an afternoon show there, Magic.
Y'all know we went to high school together, right? He's my dude.
You and Beisner?
Yeah, he's my dude. We went to high school together.
I did not know that. I would be being the media member. I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm a media member.
No, BBM Biscuit is what they used to call
it. I would be the media member being annoyed if I was complaining about being inside Bridgestone Arena or something like that. This is all free. I mean, I wouldn't have had to pay for anything I'm at right now. Being the media member is complaining about things you get for free that you would have had to pay for. Fanfare's free, guys. Thank you. Just defending myself.
Bottom line is, I don't as much as I love Drew, I don't think I'm gaining any status from rolling around town with him. You know what I'm saying? I got plenty of friends and reputation. I just happen to be a smart guy who loves trivia. I understand it.
Drew's not in the Hall of Fame right now.
What a humble brag there.
I just happen to be a smart guy who's good at trivia.
By the way,
you can strip the smart guy from it and just say I'm really good at remembering stupid things that nobody cares about. How about that?
That's why me and Dave
People
get along.
Care.
That's right. That's why Magic and I get along.
Wow, how about Magic just putting himself right in that category?
You get along with Magic because you're always available to do an hour with Jason, and that makes his job much, much easier. But, you know, I hate to just expose things behind the scenes.
I tell you what, guys, maybe I should make myself less available to stitches.
No.
God, bless America.
I'm going to get my money.
Less available to everybody else.
Less available to everybody else. That's what it is.
I think that you're too friendly with Nick Valvano in the V-Show.
Mm-hmm. you don't want to take away, like, one of the three people that answers the phone when Nicky calls all the time. All right? You don't want to do that.
Very dumb.
All right. Dave, thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show, buddy.
Andy
Sweeney is back at the studio. All right. Andy Sweeney back at the studio hanging out. Magic Mike back there as well, as we are broadcasting live from the SEC tournament. I do want to let you know the coverage is brought to you by Terrible Music in the background. It is also brought to you by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, and Body Armor Sports Drink. There we go. Andy, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a good time. Safe travels this weekend from Nashville, and we'll see everyone around here next week, next Monday or so. Actually,
really
Sunday. I'll see you Sunday for Selection Sunday, beginning
at
7 o'clock.
Sunday night.
Really quick, yes, before you guys, before you let Andy go,
no really quick on the zone,
that's,
but yes.
That's fair. Do you guys want to do really quickly, Jason, not hearing a word Andy was saying, then get out of here and we'll hit the top of our break?
Yes. Tony was my guy. He was my guy. He didn't do that. He did that, though. He took the most pure thing.
Oh, did we lose Jason? Am I going to have to give an impromptu take on Louisville basketball? It's 3:49. Yes. If he made it to 4:01, yes. I can get out of here and leave you guys floating instead of me having to float.
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Did.
He's back.
He took away the most pure thing, college basketball.
He's still in
and he corrupted me. Taking money.
He's still in character.
Can you hear us? Because you dropped
PD
there
Bell
for like
living
five
in a very
seconds.
Nice house, though.
Can you
getting
hear
money from Happy?
Can you
to
hear
buy
us?
Some of those players.
He can't.
I don't
hear
know.
Us.
Maybe it'll be funny if they end up playing, you know, Alabama.
Couldn't hear a thing.
And then he's gone again. And like that, he's gone. Yeah, I had no idea. No idea. I'm like, Magic should have interrupted me by now. Like, good night, man. Maybe he's just letting me go. All right. Fine. And then I look up and it's just nothing. It's just like a flat line on the equipment right there. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll reconnect with him. Did I go away again?
No, you're here.
I was waiting for you to just come back in,
playing the trick.
Yeah, we thought about playing a trick on you earlier when you did that. Yeah.
I was like, but I got levels right now. I got levels right now. I see it right in front of me.
Now you're good.
How is this happening?
You sound good. You sound great. I'm sure if it goes off, it will go off in the middle of sports or leisure, which is the most difficult segment to do while you're on remote.
Well, that's why we're doing an abbreviated version, because we're going to have Eamon Brennan on at 5:05.
Perfect.
And then James Strebel at 5:40. And what may end up happening is, if I'm so annoyed at that point, which I'm already at that level, at about 5:40, I'm just going to be like, hey, wait, yep, what, 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 guy is cutting, what, work, I guess it's cutting out, guys, I got to go, and then I'll actually get that out there, and then he'll just take over. Well, I guess we're having technical difficulties there with Anderson. I guess we are, and then I'm on the road.
At, yes, at, you are. Yeah,
well,
you're good.
Cooper.
Yes.
He left, the, he left the room.
No, I didn't.
Just, we should
I
be quiet just for a second. All right, let's be quiet and see if Cooper panics.
I'm not going to panic. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I can hear you guys. Okay, they're playing a joke on me, so I don't know what, I mean.
They're playing a joke on me.
Guys.
So great, man. We got to get the clip of Tell Fowler I Can Hear Him from Beano Cook a long time ago with ESPN. So, yeah, so maybe I'll just cut out at 5:40 and go over and get that media meal.
That's exactly what I would do. Food. Probably some of that hot chicken from Nashville. Which apparently,
well,
in the last couple years, they figured out they've created a. Didn't know they created hot chicken, but apparently they did.
Apparently they did. They've got a food truck here with hot chicken and waffles. I was going to indulge in, but the line was like 10 people deep, and the person right in front of me was having was like, yeah, I got 6 orders, and then I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't wait in line for this guy to order 6 for 6 different people. I'm glad he talked about it right there, so I jetted, went somewhere else. I wanted to try the hot chicken and waffles from the food truck. I like the food trucks. They're pretty good. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll act like technical difficulties at 5:40. I don't know. But James Strebel's coming up at 5:40, Eamon Brennan at 5:05. We'll get a full court press here in just a little bit as well. Andy, I appreciate you, sir. I will see you on Sunday back in the studio as we'll know where everybody's heading and these brackets and all of that stuff. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, there's Andy Sweeney. Also, when Andy goes and leaves us from now on, if we still have time at the end, and I know we technically don't since we're, what, 8 minutes? 8 minutes past? What the hell, Magic? What are you producing here?
At a certain point, I'm just like, glad I just let him go.
Since we're 8 minutes past, we got to play the Andy Sweeney. Let's go to break with that. Andy Sweeney and Shaquille O'Neal. We'll just go to break with that. We'll come back with a full court press and some other stuff. We'll see. Whenever you can find it.
Give me
stall.
A sec
you want
here.
Me to do a read? You want me to do a read real quick?
Please.
I forgot you probably needed to find that. Selection Sunday and Selection Monday. Coming up this weekend on ESPN Louisville. Now, for Selection Monday, we'll be at the Sports and Social Club at the 4th Street Live. Presented. Nope, already reading. Presented by Cox, the Smoker's Outlet and Spirit Shop,
Hot Hands
and Body Armor Sports
like,
Drink.
Hey,
now, while we're down there, come down and fill out a bracket. Enjoy free appetizers.
Thanks, we've got other giveaways, Jay.
There will be free bowling all day long. The grand prize winner of our bracket challenge will receive a big green egg from Septentime Pools
I've
West, two locations, Middletown and Crestwood. Your home for the big green egg in Louisville.
Yeah,
there will also
like
be an on-site free throw shooting contest as well. Other prizes, gift cards will be handed out all day from places like Papa John's, Wooded View Golf Course, Cattleman's Roadhouse, the Sports and Social Club, and tickets to upcoming shows to the KFC Yum Center and Louisville Palace. That is coming up on Monday. Sports and Social Club, presented by Cox's Smokers Outlet and Spirit Shop, Papa John's, and Body Armor. We will take a break with the Full Court Press on the other side, abbreviated Sports or Leisure, and then Eamon Brennan, James Strebel, as we're hanging out here at the SEC Tournament.
Sure. All right, my man. All right, we got to get you out of here. All right, have a good day. Shaquille O'Neal.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.